It's time for our Barnsdall Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Panther head football coach Kylie Sweeney. Barnsdall off to a 1-0 start in 2018. Panthers beat Caney Valley on Friday 50-14 at home. And Coach Sweeney, obviously you have to be pleased with that result. And I know the final score a little bit even closer than the game was. You guys had them shut out at halftime until the Trojans tacked on a couple touchdowns at the end. Your thoughts on that 50-14 win over Caney Valley?
Very pleased with our crew. They came out and played hard like I expected them to. And, you know, in the ball game, we had about 31 offensive plays. Our defense played very well. First half, the starting defense didn't play after the first half. First half was we allowed negative 9 yards rushing and like 4 yards passing. So defense allowed negative yards in the first half against Caney Valley's starting group. Christian Warford played lights out for the game. He had 2 punt return touchdowns, one for 75, one for 35. And then Heath Bowles coming back, didn't play last year off an ACL injury, first actual ball game in 2 years. Heath Bowles has 3 interceptions, returns one for a touchdown, catches a touchdown pass. So defensively, I mean, I thought we played well. Special teams did great. Offense had about 30 plays, and we had over 300 yards of offense and our 30 plays. So overall, I was pretty pleased with our effort, especially our hustle on defense and our pursuit. So it was a good job and a great job on my coaching staff having the kids prepared.
Barnsdall is at Afton this week for a 7 o'clock kickoff. We'll get to that game quickly in a moment, but first I did want to ask a couple questions about those two guys you mentioned, Moles and Warford. That's got to be kind of like, I don't know, winning the lottery or something. You get a couple guys that weren't back that didn't get to play for you last year. Obviously, Moles was due to injury, but you got Christian to come back out for football, so that's kind of like house money. You get some guys returned to play the game that hadn't played before, and then all of a sudden they contribute right away.
Oh, yeah. You know, they had some people around here that were concerned because we graduated 2 very good senior receivers in Jacob Kelly and Paul Schmidt, who had outstanding careers while I was here. And, you know, they were wondering, well, who's going to fill in? And they're like, well, Heath was rotating last year before he even got his ACL tear. So he was in the mix to get some starting reps. And like you said, Christian, the year before, had actually started a few games at receiver. So to get those two back out and to replace the two that were kind of there last year, we didn't really lose. For us right now, it doesn't look like we lost a step there. So, I mean, these kids are playing with a lot of heart right now.
Thoughts on Afton on a Friday night? What do you think about that ball game?
Oh, man. We owe these guys. I know Afton's returning state champion. This is their first game out the box after that. We went out there last year and played pretty well offensively. Defensively, we couldn't tackle him. This was pretty much like everybody else in the state. He had over 3,200 yards, and now the good thing is now he's at Emporia State, and they graduated 10 or 11 starters on both sides. I know 10 on offense, and I'm pretty sure 11 starters on defense. So they're looking to replace both sides of the ball. The coaching staff's gone. Gardner went to Miami. Defensive coordinator is no longer there as well. So they got a whole new staff, a whole new different crew. And we took a tumble from them last year, so I know our kids are excited to get back up there and get a little revenge from what we happened last year.
Barnsdall head football coach Kylie Sweeney. Once again, the Panthers beat Caney Valley this past Friday 50-14, and they have a game at the defending state champion Afton Club coming up this week. Coach Sweeney, appreciate the time. Best of luck and travel safe on Friday.
Thank you, Evan. Appreciate it.